So last time we talked about the gospel and the importance of the gospel. And the reason we're just preaching about the fundamentals right now is because we need to learn how to walk before we run. And if we get our fundamentals down, then we can begin to do more complex things God has called us to. So today we're going to be talking about prayer and the importance of prayer. So what is prayer to you guys? What does prayer mean? What is prayer? This is going to be more of like a kind of open discussion and like communication with God. That's what it is. It's as simple as that. And the major questions that I want us to ask ourselves is, when should we pray? Why are we praying? And how do we pray? So to start with, when do we pray? When do we pray, guys? Why? If so, yeah, a close relationship, you always want to talk to people to keep that relationship going. You don't just say hi to someone once a week and call that a good relationship. So let's get to our first verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. And I'll just read it to you guys. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. So this answers our when should we pray. Pray without ceasing. Does anyone know what ceasing means? To cease from something. To stop, yeah. So to cease is to bring or to come to an end. So in prayer, it says pray without ceasing, so your prayer should never end. It should just be continuous. And a lot of people have the misconception that prayer has to be super proper, structured, and sound spiritual. Like you have to almost make yourself cry to be powerful, you know? And that's not honestly true. Like you can just, how I'm talking to you guys, you can talk to God and that's prayer. Because you're just opening up your heart and being honest with God. Like, God doesn't want you to put up a show. He wants your honest, raw form to be able to just talk to him and just to pour out your heart. And I find myself praying sometimes throughout the day and not even realize that I'm praying. Like, it's a good habit to get into just to talk to God throughout your day just by saying, hey, God, this just happened. Like, it's pretty cool. Thank you for this. And once you get into that habit of just continuously praying to God without realizing it, that's what praying without ceasing means. Because you're just continuously throughout your day talking to God and communicating with him. And you begin to learn how to recognize God's voice when you start doing this. Because he'll touch your heart, or like Svetlana was saying, put someone on your heart to reach out to them. And I'm not even kidding, that's what happens. So start to get into that habit of constantly praying and just constantly communicating with God. And another when should we pray? Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So let's just break down this verse real quick. Do not be anxious about anything. If you're anxious about something, then you need to pray. If you're not anxious about something, you still need to pray. But especially if you're anxious, bring it to God. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So a lot of people will often say, like, why should I tell God what I need? Because he already knows my heart. He already knows what I need. But we still have to make that first step and that first step out of our comfort zone and be vulnerable with God and tell him what we need, tell him our heart's requests. Because it lets him know that we actually truly do care and want to see change. And then later in the verse it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So just keep praying until that. You guys felt that peace before, right? God's peace where nothing could ruin your mood. Everything's just fantastic and you just love everything. So, Lydian knows, yeah. So keep praying until you have that peace. And if you don't have that peace, then just keep praying, and it'll come eventually. So if you're anxious about anything, pray. If you're still anxious, keep praying. Basically, always pray, because there's always going to be a reason for you to pray. If you don't have a reason to pray, then you're lying. It's simple as that. Okay, let's answer the question, why? Why are we praying? Before we enter prayer, it's important to position our hearts in the right direction. You're praying for a reason. And there's four major types of prayer that I recognized. And they are prayers of adoration, when you're praising God. When you're just praising Him for everything He's done, for everything He will do. It's just a prayer of praise. And then there's the prayers of confession, where you're asking God and you're asking Him to forgive you. You're confessing your sins. There's prayers of thanksgiving, where you're giving thanks to God. It can fall under the category of adoration too, but yeah. But thanksgiving can be its own separate thing too. And prayers of supplication. And supplication is like your request to God, where you ask and hoping to receive something. And then there's intercession, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I found these categories when breaking down the Lord's Prayer, basically. When the disciples ask Jesus, how do we pray? And Jesus is like, this is how you pray. So Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So in this whole prayer that we can find prayers of adoration, which is the beginning, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise God's name. That's the first thing. Prayers of confession. Forgive us our debtors as you have forgiven us. Prayers of thanksgiving. Giving us our daily bread. And supplication, which is also giving us our daily bread. But these types of prayers are the types of prayers that there's always going to be one of those prayers that you can pray. And depending on what your heart's saying, you'll know what type of prayer that you're going to pray, because it just happens naturally. And so just how do we pray? Like Psalms 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. So what is truth? What is truth for you guys? The Word of God. So we should integrate the Word of God into our prayers, because it is truth. Because it says, the Lord is near to all who call Him, to all who call Him in truth. So Psalms 145:18. And going back to just casually talking to God, there's a verse for everything. Matthew 6:5-15. And when you pray, you must not be like hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received the reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this, and then it's the Lord's Prayer. So here it says pretty clearly that just because you pray long doesn't mean it's good. You need to carefully choose your words. Your words need to have, I guess, power before them, because you guys know the type of people that talk a lot, but when they're done talking, you don't really know what they talked about afterwards they're done. They just talk, 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 and then you're like, I don't know what you said. So some just simple prayers, just get straight to the point. Don't try to sugarcoat things for God. Just say them how they are. That's all God asks for, really. Mark 11:24-25. Therefore, I tell you, whoever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So here it says, whenever you pray, believe in the prayer. Like, you need to have faith in your prayers that what you're asking for is you're going to receive. And oftentimes, I feel like we get surprised when we pray for something and it actually happens. Like, once we get what we pray for, we're like, wow, I didn't expect this. And we shouldn't be in that mentality where we're surprised that we get what we ask God for. We should just, when something we ask for and we receive it, we should be like, praise God, I have more faith now. But it's easy to get in that routine of being surprised when God answers our prayers. And this verse just shows the significance of forgiving others so God can forgive you. A lot of the times, even me and like I've noticed recently with me and Johnny, when we're trying to deliver someone and there's unforgiveness in their hearts, that's a foothold for the enemy to just hold on to them. You need to forgive others. And it says right here at the end of this verse, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father, who is also in heaven, may forgive you and your trespasses. So, number one thing, forgive others. Even though it's hard and it may be painful, that's the first step. Colossians 2:15. I'm just going to read a couple simple prayers from the scriptures. You guys can write these down if you want. I'll post it in the youth chat afterwards. But these are simple prayers that you can use that are based off of scripture too. So Colossians 2:15, this prayer is, Lord, I thank you that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal but mighty before you, for pulling down the strongholds. James 4:7, Lord, I submit to you, I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. 1 John 4:4, Lord, I thank you that I am your child, and I am an overcomer, because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. 1 Corinthians 15:57, thank you, Lord, for giving me the victory through Jesus Christ. Corinthians 2:14, Lord, I thank you that you lead me in triumph in Christ, and through me you spread the fragrance of your knowledge in every single place. So, like, you guys get the idea that these prayers are based off of scriptures. I'll post them in the group chat so you guys can write them down and use them. But for your prayer to be powerful, you guys need to memorize scripture. Memorizing scripture is so important, because if you don't know your scripture, the word is the truth. So if you don't know the truth, then your prayers aren't going to be, what's the point? You have to memorize scripture to be able to sometimes find the right things to say to someone, or to just, the word is just has so much power. And when you incorporate the word into your prayers become to have so much power. So yeah, I just want to get through the basics of prayer with you guys, so you guys just understand. And then let's talk about interceding. Do you guys know what interceding is? What does it sound like, Gabe? Interceding. Have you heard it before? Okay, does anyone know the definition? Interceding, you guys? No. Julia? Yes. And no, but yes. Standing in the gap. That's a good way to put it. So interceding is to intervene on the behalf of another. So interceding for someone would be praying on the behalf of another person. And this is extremely important because Jesus intercedes for us. And some examples of Jesus interceding for us. Jesus prayed for Peter in Luke 22:32. And he said, "But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." So Jesus was praying for Peter to strengthen his faith. Right there says Jesus prayed for Simon. And Jesus praying for those who crucified him in Luke 23:34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. So when you intercede for someone, the Holy Spirit will put things on your heart to pray for certain people. So for example, like, it can make no sense sometimes. When I was in Arizona, I went to get food at a place, and I got a milkshake. And this girl who was making my milkshake, this is the first time seeing her, and the last time I saw her. But for the next 2 months, every single day, God would put it on my heart to pray for her throughout the day. I don't know what for or why I needed to pray for her, but I knew I needed to intercede for her. And it wasn't a coincidence that this would happen, because God would wake me up at like 3 a.m. and I'd need to pray for her. And if I didn't pray for her, I couldn't sleep. So the Holy Spirit will just put things on your heart and nudge you to pray for other people, because once again, prayer has so much power. Romans 8:26-27. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." It's a really good verse. So, kind of an illustration to why we would need interceding sometimes. So imagine you're in a car and you're driving and you look into the mirror and you see a car behind you. Well, you guys probably don't drive that much at all. So, but there's a blind spot when you look in your mirror that you don't see and that you have no way of knowing. And let's say you have a passenger in the back seat. They can see that blind spot that you cannot see. And if you have that person in your life, or the Holy Spirit, for example, that sees that blind spot that you don't see, they could warn you about it and just let you know about it. So oftentimes we don't see the dangers in our lives when other people can see them for us. And this is why community is so important. This is why having a mentor or just someone who can train you, because they can see the blind spots that you don't see and save you from danger, or just to uplift you in those ways. So to recap this, we're going to just be praying after this too, because what's the point of preaching about prayer if we don't pray? If you want. Yeah, if you want. Yeah, so this was pretty short and brief, but this is only half of it. We're going to be praying. That's the other half. But to recap everything, 4 major types of prayers: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and then intercession is kind of its own group. And we should always be praying. And when we're not praying, we need to pray. So if you find yourself not praying, just pray.